answer. Yeah, I call it, you ain't answer. God sent me a sign from the stars above. Had to decide if you was the one. Put your feelings aside, we can keep this low. Feeling your vibe on the regular. What you doing, what you up to? Wanna feel your vibe and let you know I trust you. You ain't Beyonce, was on the run too. I had to show and prove to you I'm a good dude. All of that designer that I put you in, you loved it. Standing on your friends every time you out in public. Used to say you love me, guess you really got lucky. Next time I'm in your presence, we could talk, but you don't touch me. Yeah, it's hard for me to love, yeah, yeah. When you're young and coming up, yeah, yeah. Care about who you give your trust, cause it's hard to find love. Your flags do have side holes and put them before you. Me, you never had to question, I'm forever loyal. All them trips to the salon and the mall, you spoil. Girl, I really adore you, yeah, you really important. Glad your ex nigga messed up. Was this trash in my treasure? Walked away and now you glowed up. Girl, I know that you strong, that's the shit you be on. Said you never need no niggas, steady calling my phone. Can't lie, when she go, put me right in my zone. Try to play me for some niggas, girl, I'm lit as they come.
Oh, that's my guy right there. You know what's crazy? I met him, J. Coops. I met him a week ago, man. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago.
In the studio, he lit it up.
Dude told me, yeah, he the hottest youngin' coming up. He from Camden, man, blah, blah, blah. So I'm all right. Yeah, all right, cool. Everybody's the hottest. But that young boy really has some shit.
Straight
man.
Fire. He been fire, too.
He has some shit, man. So shout out to Camden, man. Stand up. Y'all got one, man, and J. Coops.
You know what's crazy? You always hear people come up to you talking about they hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. And the first thing you hear, the first one, is a bunch of tough stuff. Like me, I don't subscribe to that. I like the stuff that's like, that's the vibe, the creative vibe. And him, he was just something different. I ain't hear him. Like, you know what I mean? And the good thing about it, the people tell you.
Right.
See, a lot of people could tell you, they homies, your homies don't count.
Right.
When your homies say, oh, I'm hot, you don't count. But
they
listen,
supposed
man,
to be rooting for you.
Listen, man, you're now tuned into $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallow 267. This is Gilly the Nut. You got the producer over there, Deb Nasty.
Tell you pussy next time you introduce me.
I dipped it.
All right, okay.
I told you, man. Don't do that again. Wham! You see that? Don't do that again.
That was a fast kick.
See that? I'm a legend.
I like that.
Wham!
Hold on, just for the record. Before we started this, Wallow and Dev got into a little back and forth.
No, because he what happened is he getting a little grown.
Listen.
he know my status in the martial arts world is higher than his. For him to say what he said, he just was feeling himself. I'm going
to
give him a pass.
He offered you to the gym and said he would fuck you up
if you come to the gym.
I mean, I'm willing to go on live on camera so nobody can't delete the footage.
Oh.
But that goes for both of y'all.
I'll fuck you up today.
Yo, we could go down there.
I'll fuck you up today.
One thing I know.
Don't throw me in that.
You in it.
First of all,
one thing I know about Dev,
nigga,
Dev
I'll put
high.
You in his headlock, nigga. I'll choke a cow and kill him. Yeah.
Dev getting high.
Shut the fuck up.
Dev is getting high.
Shut the fuck up.
Listen, Dev is getting high. But before we even get carried away, because I'm going to check you later, Dev, I want to, you know, shout out to our sponsors. Springfield Hyundai. This $1 million worth of game is sponsored by Springfield Hyundai. The thing about Springfield Hyundai, when you first hear Springfield Hyundai, you're thinking about a Hyundai. But it's not just a Hyundai. Whatever your budget is, they get you, and they also have new and used cars outside of Hyundai. So if you got a budget, whatever your budget may be, come there. They hook you up. Go there. Tell them, listen, man, them guys at $1 million worth of game sent us over here, man. So they're looking for the hookup, and they're going to hook you up, especially if you ask for my man Bobby. And Bobby got the hookup. I don't know how he got the hookup, but he hooked up to the hookup, and he just got the hookup.
I heard they call him Backdoor Bobby.
Yeah, because he'll make some moves. It won't really be backdoor. It's just that he lets you in, because it's where his office at. It's coming from the back door.
I heard you come through the front, but you drive out the back.
Yeah, that too. But it's where his office at. You come through the back. But yeah, you're definitely
when you deal with Bobby,
back.
You come through the front. You walk in through the Bobby, front, back you door, back drive door, Bobby, out the back.
At Springfield Hyundai. But listen, man, if you come there, you know, your credit ain't that good. You got, you know, challenge credit. You got a job. You're doing something. You're showing some income is coming in. They're going to hook you up. They're going to make sure when you come out that you leave out driving and not walking. Springfield Hyundai. Check them out at 844-9-DRIVE-NOW. 844-9-DRIVE-NOW. Springfield Hyundai.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me.
You don't want a Hyundai. You want a Jetta.
Didn't I tell you that they get you any type of car you want, man?
I mean, anything.
Anything, man.
Acura.
They could get it.
Bentley.
They could get it. They got the connect.
Bro. Alfa Romeo.
They could get it. Bobby is the hookup. I did not just tell you Bobby will hook you up because he connected to the hookup that's going to hook you up when you're trying to get hooked up. I told you that.
They could get you skates just in case, you know, you run into me like Wallow would skate off so we don't got fight.
I ain't worrying about that. They get you a horse. They get you a horse and buggy. They get you anything you want. You want a race car, they get that. Anything you want, you get it.
What's the number?
8449 Drive Now, Springfield Hyundai.
Where are they located?
Springfield, Pennsylvania, man. Right on the line of Philly, man. Come on, stop playing. You already know
where. So they service what areas?
Everywhere. We don't care where you at. They'll get it to you. It ain't just about right here. It don't matter. If you're in Mars, Bobby knows somebody that knows somebody in Mars is going to make sure you get the car. I'm telling you, man.
I like that. Let's get into $1 million worth of game. If you was involved in a relationship.
Oh, man.
With a woman. Who called the law on you.
The police, man.
Got you locked up.
She called Johnny Law.
Is it ever a chance that you and that woman could get back together? Now, I'm going to answer for both of you niggas, yes. Both of you niggas will go right back to your fucking woman's. April could call your fucking PO right now and get you a fucking year hit, and you'll come right home, and you'll still be in Baltimore, nigga.
But what did she call for?
I don't even matter.
It absolutely do matter.
What did she call for? What happened?
Y'all had a little argument. It ain't go her fucking way, and she called the law and said you raised your hands to go slap her, and you really didn't.
That's a lie. She lied on me.
Was a life threatening? Oh, we just had an argument. I went back in the room and went to sleep. And I woke up and Johnny was there.
Yeah.
JL was there. Was it the PO or was it Johnny Law?
It was both. Johnny Law
and
the PO.
See, I'm trying to weigh this out so I can figure out what's going on.
It don't matter. Your nut ass still going back. That's the thing.
Yeah, you super fucked.
They cuffed me?
Yeah, if they locked you the fuck up, they cuffed you. Fuck
but I'm trying to figure out where did they cuff me at. Did they cuff me when I was still sleeping? I woke up. Oh, what's going on? Oh, did they tell me, excuse me, get up. You got to go up out of here. And when they told me that, was she sitting there, yeah, you can put your hands on me. See, I need to know these things. This stuff I need to take in.
Yeah, if I ain't do nothing and she straight lied on me, then no. But if I did some nut shit, which I would never do because I ain't no faggot, you know what I'm saying? Putting their hands.
Deep.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, just in case, you know, niggas out there punching on their chicks and all that type shit. If I did that, then I deserve
what
to get.
What, being a homosexual?
No, that we don't.
I understand what he's saying.
We don't mean, when we say that, we're not talking about homosexuals. We don't mean that by that word.
Break that term.
We talking about soft niggas that, you know, want to be tough when they in the crib with their woman, but most of the time ain't tough with no niggas out here in the world that they got to bump head somebody that can punch you back, knock your shit loose. It's different.
Dev, you got a lot of extra testosterone.
No, I don't. I'm just saying. If I did some knucklehead shit like that, then I deserve to get locked the fuck up.
Oh, so if you cheated on your woman and she called the law on you,
that's a lie. Then she lying on me. You can't get locked up for that.
Hold on, but what I'm saying is,
she says you put your hand on her.
She lied on me. I can't fuck with her.
But
no
you
more.
Cheated on her. She was hurt. She was mad. She was
still
angry.
That's something different.
I got a couple questions now. In a case you do get locked up, right? She gets you locked up, and then when you call on the phone, she's like, baby, I'll be up there to visit you. But then she say to you, you got your mind right? You ready to come home yet? You ready to act right?
See, first of all, if two ever picked up the phone, and if she even dialed 9-1, and it ain't a fucking...
number 917?
I'm about to say, and it ain't a fucking 7 behind it. She ain't calling the motherfucker in New York.
What if she dialed it by mistake?
She better be dialing 919 in motherfucking Michigan or something. I think that's their area code. If she ever dialed 911 and gave out our motherfucking address, like, come get this nigga.
Answer that and tell her that.
No, man.
Tell her that. She calling her right now. Ain't that something?
She is calling me right now while I'm doing a podcast. Two.
I need the keys because I'm leaving. Here, come to the door.
Two. I'm on my podcast and the whole podcast can hear you, right?
Babe, I'm saying you're not going to be able to get in the house because I'm leaving soon. I'm going to be gone for a couple hours. So I'm at my mom's. If you want the keys, I'm saying I have to give it to you.
All right, babe, but I'm in the middle of filming my podcast.
What do you want me to put the keys?
No, hold up.
At your mom's house.
Ask about that.
Hey, my dad's leaving too.
All right, well, leave him in there. Leave him in. Just take him. It's cool. I'll see you later on.
Now, Tootie, ask Tootie.
Hey, listen, can I ask you a question, babe?
What?
If you ever call the law, is it over?
I can't hear.
If you ever called the law, is it over?
If I called the law on you?
Yes.
But
No.
Thank you. Thank you. You're not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere.
Hold on. So you said,
So if you had me in a bloody pool of blood, like my friend, he busted her head open, I'm supposed to lay there and die?
No, I didn't say that. Who said that? Who the fuck said you?
You put your hands on Tootie.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait, hold on. See, hold on. You see how you just jumped to that fucking conclusion? Whoever said that you was laying in a pool of blood, I said, would you ever call the law?
There is an instance where you would need to call the law. Like, you didn't
mean gotta get you removed out of the crib, you're saying.
Thank you, Toot.
Hey, Toot, let me just tell you something. Is you listening?
Yes.
You call the law?
Babe, shut up.
But listen, let me just tell you something. You keep playing. I know the rules now. First one call the law win the draw. So I call him on your monkey ass.
You's a rat, Gil. You's a rat.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Gil's a rat. You try to call him on
Tuesday
before.
I can't believe you sat here and said you'll call the law.
You try to call
the
police.
Law. Okay, cool. Okay, so you think you'll call the... So hold on. So you think you could call the law, I get locked up, and I'm going to come home, and we going to be together?
No. Obviously, if it was an instance like that, we would never be together. So, of course. Like, what are you talking about?
Right, because I ain't taking your ass back.
Because she's
right
not on taking my motherfucking you back.
Phone. She be right on my motherfucking phone. I'm sorry. Ah, nope. I ain't coming home. Bye. Fuck y'all talking about.
He tried to remix that too. She wasn't taking him back. That's
crazy
what that was.
As shit.
She wasn't going to take
I
you back.
I run this shit. Nigga.
Nah, we just
fuck
saw. We just saw
you.
Firsthand how it really goes down.
I run this shit.
You don't run nothing. That's crazy. She just viciously checked you. Viciously put you on check. But this the whole thing. The whole thing is like this. You just said you would get Tootie locked up.
I would. Fuck it.
What's that about?
I never called Johnny Law.
But you just threatened a freedom.
And I'm going to keep it all the way real. Back in the day, you seen Jack and your step-pop arguing when you called the police.
I never did
ain't
that.
Ain't nobody
you lying
judge
on me.
You. Ain't
I went
nobody
to jail.
Judge you.
I went to, I was nobody. Always in jail. I ain't. No, I didn't. You lying on me.
Ain't nobody judge you.
Lying on me.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Top 10 R&B singers of all time.
Okay. That's easy.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I know.
All I'm saying is don't make a top That's five easy. List without R. Kelly being in there. Because he's definitely in the top five.
Listen, I mean, I understand. I understand that's your boy. And I know y'all had a lot of moments together as homies.
Dog, his music is incredible.
His music is incredible.
That's all I'm talking about.
And I know that's your brother and y'all was working on The Best of Both Worlds 3 and all
that
shit.
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Them unreleased records.
They ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Like, fuck is you acting like that for you, nut ass nigga?
Listen.
So R. Kelly not in the
why,
top five.
Why can't we listen? Hold on,
let's go through the list and see if we can pull it
all up. Hold on, time out. What is this whole infatuation with R. Kelly?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying, listen, they're going to be locking him up soon. You was holding that fucking camera when R was pissing on people. You had to be holding the camera for him.
The fuck
you R. Kelly'd out. You was in the crib. You know everything that happened.
Yep.
You was holding the camera, Gil.
Yep.
You was the cameraman. When he pissed, like, how do you feel to know that he leaking on people? You held the camera in your hand.
First of all, I don't know
you
what
act
the
like you held the camera
about.
In your hand. You act because every minute, R. Kelly, R.
Like,
R.
You talk
R,
about
R.
First of
you
all, you sound
R.
like you ratting right now.
I'm not ratting.
People's gonna come get you. You held the camera in your hand. Come lock him up. Fuck is you talking
saying,
about?
But you acting like you was holding the camera.
No, I just acknowledge that the man makes great music.
All right,
you can't.
But why you say him of all people? How you just say him?
Why couldn't it get to him? He ain't number one on the list.
No, he's not. I ain't say he was number one.
We could have slid him up, but you
Mike
just jumped.
Mike Jackson right number one. Y'all ain't judging Mike Jackson.
No.
Yeah, see, damn. And it is R&B.
No, listen.
Y'all ain't judge Mike.
Who didn't judge him? I judge him.
Y'all didn't judge him.
Hold up.
Can we leave him off the list and just leave him as honorable mentions?
No, you can't leave Mike off the list. You can leave R off the list, but you can't leave Mike off the list.
The fuck you going to leave?
Come on, man.
Mike, we talking about Mike. Mike's a legend.
They said Mike was jerking off the little boy, white boy's buttholes, bro. Like, he was really.
They didn't say that.
No, they
That's
didn't
what they
say
said,
Dev,
bro. You ain't watched that, Joe?
Dev, you're slandering Mike. The state going to sue your ass.
No.
You're slandering Mike right now. You're lying on Mike. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, everybody know in the. Listen, everybody know in the black community that Mike got a don't say nothing about clause. You can't talk about fucking Mike. What is you doing? Like, you. And then he going to add his own shit on the mic.
I didn't add nothing. This is the HBO special. Listen, man. Can we make it without them?
Okay, no.
All right, hold on. Before we go. In the black community, right? There are certain people that you can't say nothing about.
Who?
Martin Luther King.
Gilly first about all, to say something.
Oh, don't say nothing.
I'm just saying Martin something. Luther King. Okay, hold on.
There's certain people you can't say nothing about in the black community.
Well, hold on. Martin Luther King was without a doubt a fucking legend.
Oh my God.
No, come on. All right. See, I can't speak my mind.
Yeah, bro, you don't bro, say nothing. Don't say nothing. Please
bro,
don't do that.
Bro, please. Because you're about to say some nut shit. I'm trying to help you.
I'm not trying
you,
to.
My boy.
Well, don't say nothing. Please don't
I'm
say nothing.
I'm just going to speak my mind.
Please don't
Can
say
Can I
that.
Not speak my mind?
All right, you know speak what? I warned you. Go ahead.
Can I not speak my mind? Because, okay, cool. Martin Luther King, he lived for equal rights, right? Right? He was, he wanted, you know, black people to be just as strong, and he was nonviolent. He was, but I ain't agree with all that shit Martin Luther King was speaking, man.
All right, as long as you don't say nothing crazy about him.
No, I'm just saying, like, you not gonna bring that drama to me, and I'm still gonna be talking about nonviolence. Like,
no, you correct.
No, Martin Luther King was on some bitch ass shit.
No, hold on. Nah, hold on. And
like at certain times, nah. Martin Luther King was bitching. Like,
hold on.
Can I ask you something?
He's wilding.
Can I ask you something right now?
Listen.
Gil, listen, real quick. Gonna tell you this, Gil.
Listen, I'm not.
That's not his last speech. See, the America makes it like the I Have a Dream speech was his last speech. His later on speeches, he was getting more on some Malcolm X type shit because he realized that white people wasn't going to play.
Right, what I'm saying is he come in a time where we getting hosed down and shit. And you can't be talking that nonviolent shit. That hose was strong as shit.
All right, all right,
that hose was pushing niggas down the street. Like,
I mean, I definitely would have been killing someone.
At the end of the day, he held us down. But at some certain point, he was supposed to pick that motherfucking joint up.
I feel like, you. But the reason why he's not
why
a bitch.
That's why they got him out of here.
Hold on. The reason why you can't call him a bitch ass nigga
no,
in
I'm
any
not
way.
Saying or on that type of yeah. time. But what I'm saying is, in those type of times, you had to show some type of fucking resistance, man.
Right. But even having the heart to go against a white man on TV like that, you know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Come on.
We back in the day. Me, you, and Dev. We walking down the street. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. Hillbilly pop, boom, boom, boom. We doing that, right? They come through and they hose us down. What you going to do, tough guy? When we rolling down the street from get hosed down, what you going to do? Because everybody always talks about, oh, I wouldn't have went for that. Back in the day, I need to kill me. This and the third. Well, obviously a lot of your people wasn't thinking that because you're here. Your grandmom and your uncles and them wasn't thinking, or your dads and them, because you was your great fan.
Okay.
Because everybody in black America quick to say, oh, back in the day, I wouldn't have went for that shit. They would have killed me.
And guess what?
All this shit.
So you saying back in the day, a lot of our family members was going for that shit, right? That's what you're saying. Or we wouldn't have been here, right?
A lot of people was, yeah.
No. I'm talking about our family, because you said our family, your uncles, you didn't, so.
Yeah, yeah.
We got bitch ass niggas in our family.
Yo, come on, man.
But hold, it ain't the point.
We got bitch ass niggas in
it's
our family.
It's hard to talk.
I can name a bunch of cousins that's bitch ass niggas.
But no,
we didn't live in that time,
no,
so to speak
this.
On that.
We people ain't, always saying everybody from the day quick to say, oh, I wouldn't have went for that.
Guess what?
What you would have
got? Guess what? 30 years in the future, if things are different, people is going to look at police brutality videos and say, how the fuck was y'all niggas walking around doing that while people was beating up black people? They're going to say the same shit about our generation, because it's easy to say
no.
that about a time
okay,
period
now,
you don't live
now,
in.
Now, do slavery, I understood that. Niggas couldn't take that. Like, no, niggas couldn't take that joint. But slavery was over. I'm sorry. Slavery was over during... when they was hosing niggas down and all that.
Still...
when Martin Luther King was marching. Martin Luther King had thousands of niggas with him, man. Like, at some point in time, it's not like, oh, you sock me. Oh, nonviolent. No, nigga, you sock me, I'ma sock you the fuck back.
Well, thank you, Martin, for your contribution, because we are where
no,
we are today.
Absolutely.
And we still got a ways to go.
Well, I'm going
to
just say this. It's certain people...
but listen.
I get you.
I gotta agree with everything.
You don't. That's what I say. I
was more Malcolm X.
I get me too.
By any means necessary, standing in the window with the rifle. Like, I was just more.
You know what's crazy? For some reason, all the black people told me they was more Malcolm X.
We know you was Walmart, and you're a bitch ass.
No, I wasn't.
You're Wallow Luther King right
no,
now.
No, I wasn't.
We got to. No, I wasn't. No, he don't even know what he said. No, I wasn't.
Let me explain something to you.
He just be saying, "No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. You lying. No, I wasn't." He don't even know what.
Everybody quick to say they Malcolm, and they ain't standing up for shit now.
But
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
They diss Martin.
Okay, hold on.
They diss Malcolm. It's always a division thing.
Hold on. My whole resume say I'm more of a Malcolm X nigga. When niggas was getting fucked over by record labels and these so-called niggas that niggas thought was gangsters because niggas got a bunch of writing on their face and all that. Not me. Fuck you, bitch ass niggas.
That's still black on black.
No, but at the end of the day,
talking about
no, this is business. At the end of the day, a lot of motherfuckers never stood up for what they believe in. Now, I always, if I feel some type of way, I feel you done something wrong to me, I feel like no, I'm always going to stand up. That's just my character. I'm never going to fold. What are you talking about? So at the end of the day, you got motherfuckers. I don't want up against motherfuckers who got the industry behind them. They got all the money behind them. They got all the connects behind them. And I'm the outlaw nigga to say, man, fuck y'all niggas, man. Because y'all niggas did something to me. I ain't do something. 10 out of 10 artists are going to say, no, don't say that. You don't want to say that because they're in a bigger position than me. So you just got to shut up. Don't speak your mind. Be a bitch ass nigga. No. Uno and dos.
Not at all.
Y'all be bitch ass niggas.
Not at all.
I'm always going to speak my mind to the day I die. Nigga, that's how I'm designed.
This the whole
you
thing.
You nut ass nigga.
This the whole thing. He talk all this stuff, right? He's a high power coward.
You all used that line already.
That shit is all barked up.
You nut ass nigga.
But
he's
I will
a high power coward.
There's certain people in the black community that you can't just, they just got, you can't say nothing about Claus. All right. It's, you know, people like Prince. Can't say anything about Prince. Can't say anything about Mike. Karate Earl. James Brown.
Fuck Karate Earl.
That's why
one day what we going to do?
Because
I noticed something.
Oh, that's right. He never used crack.
My mom lied.
Wallow, I noticed something. When people do like top five, like worst rapper list and shit like that, they never name scary people, quote unquote scary people, the people that people are afraid of. One day we going to make a top five scary trash rappers list.
The people
that people know as real shooters. A dude that might be a stand up dude in the street and this, that, and the third, but can he rap? You feel what I'm saying?
See, to me, that don't mean nothing. The worst rappers be the ones that say, my shit's real, everything I rap, I live, but you're whack, nigga. Right.
So one day we'll
because
do that.
Because most of the greatest rappers ain't living.
Right. All they good at is observing.
It's narrate what they see. They narrate the environment.
Right.
So who's this top? Because we went to Martin somehow. Who's this top R&B
Martin Luther
list,
King
man?
Is a legend, but...
We're going back to the top R&B list.
Okay, number one.
Beyonce.
No.
No, man, we talking about... Is we talking about women?
I'm talking about men.
We talking about men. Oh, we got to be men. We ain't say that.
All right, everybody say who they want to say to go on the list.
Luther Vandross.
Bingo. He ain't number one.
He's on there, though.
Number one.
Marvin Gaye.
He's on there. He ain't number one.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder's at the top.
Babyface
on there.
That's heavy. We counting the whole thing? Chris
Babyface
Brown.
Babyface on there? No.
If we counting everything, like dance, everything?
Chris a legend. We talking about 10.
We just talking about Chip on
Stevie. Crazy Otis Redding.
Curtis Mayfield.
Yes.
But
hold on.
We got to bring the young people. We can't just have
that's why I was confused. That's why.
So when you said Chris, I was like,
that's why I'm not wondering.
At the end of the day, if it don't matter if he's is he the top of all fucking time?
Of his time? Like who's
no,
the top
not of his time, nigga? Of all time, nigga.
See, I don't.
You
really...
put Chris Brown in front of which one of them niggas?
Well, somebody young got to go in it. What about Trey? What about Usher?
Usher is heavy.
How you doing, Mr. Big?
What the fuck
is going on?
Yo. He just wants to
put the fucking camera down, Gil. Put the camera down. Where the camera? Where the tapes at? Where the tapes? I bet you got no.
Hey,
where
the tapes at? Mr. Big said he gave two
golden showers.
Ron Osley in there. But I'm just saying. All right. But what I'm saying is, we talking about no disrespect. We talking about a bunch of. We understand they put their body at work. Mm-hmm. We talking about a bunch of older cats. What's up with Miguel? What's up with Trey Songz?
Yeah, yeah.
What's
up Miguel with all these high dudes? Up there for
like,
me.
What's up? I'm just saying, come on, man. You can't just. What's up with Usher?
Miguel, that dude.
James Brown.
Yo, he's.
I'm just saying, me personally, as R&B singer, I'm not putting James in front of a couple of some of them people that we named. Me personally.
But damn, y'all ain't.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, I'm just. I'm said me personally. I didn't say who don't go on the list. I said me personally. Like, am I riding around really? Am I listening to James Brown like that?
We got to throw my man. We got to throw my man on the Chico DeBarge, legend.
No,
fuck out
no, hell no, hell no, Chico.
Nigga did,
not on.
Nigga did a bit. Came home.
I don't give a fuck.
Did
no bit.
He did a bit. Came home and put
Chico
his life back together.
Chico not on there. I fuck with Chico, but Chico ain't on there.
Guarantee.
No way.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No way.
What about his brother? What about his brother L?
So hold on. So
what about
the top
L DeBarge? What about
so
L?
Hold on. The top 10. Stevie Wonder.
Marvin.
Luther Vandross.
No, Marvin. I'm not agreeing with this list if it ain't no Marvin. Young people in there. I'm not agreeing with it.
Luther.
I'm going against the list. I'm banning. I'm going
Luther,
against it.
Luther. R. Kelly.
I don't want to shut down what Usher did. Usher.
Mike Jackson.
He did a lot, man.
Mike Jackson. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's five. Otis Redding.
Let's kick Mike out since he the king of pop.
Whoa. Stop.
No, since he the king of pop, man. Let's try
Curtis Mayfield.
I'm not agreeing with this list. I just want to let everybody know out there, all the viewers out there, I don't agree with this list. There's no young
baby face.
Who represent that? Who represent the younger dudes?
You like Albie
That's
Shore.
Eight.
You
That's
one of
eight.
Them niggas.
That's eight.
That's one of you.
That's eight right there.
Like, I'm not filling this list. I'm just not. I respect people that's on this
wait.
List. But no, listen.
So we're not putting no groups. We're not putting.
Wait, hold on. Stevie Wonder. Y'all don't respect Stevie Wonder?
I'm the one that named Stevie Wonder.
Oh, Marvin Gaye. Y'all don't respect Marvin Gaye? Luther Vandross. Y'all don't respect Luther Vandross?
I'm not saying I don't respect him.
No. Tell me a motherfucker that I'm saying that don't deserve to be in here. R. Kelly.
Michael you say Jackson. R. Kelly name one more time.
Otis
Redding. They're going to give you a subpoena.
Curtis Mayfield.
They're going to give you a subpoena.
Babyface.
If you say R. Kelly
so
name one more
no,
time.
So basically you're saying no young niggas.
That's eight.
You saying no young
There's
niggas.
Two spots
there.
Left.
Wow.
Man, we got to put some... Listen,
I fuck with Miguel Heavy and what's the other boy? I don't really fuck with his music, but his talent is crazy. Come on, man. He's like one of the biggest niggas out now.
Right.
Come on, man. I like Daniel Caesar.
Nah, though, this is crazy for me not to
He's one of the biggest niggas out, and you can't even think of his name.
I know. What's he sing the song Grenade or some shit, too?
Right. He sing the song...
Bruno Mars.
We got to throw Usher on there. Usher, Gil. Like you act like you don't want to put him on it. What the fuck? Hey, what is your whole job?
Really don't want to put him on there.
But if listen, I guarantee you, but he don't want to put Usher on here, right? But if somebody say, "Excuse me,
dog," you gonna put Usher on there before Smokey Robinson?
I can't judge that, to be honest. Like that's kind of I don't know.
I'm not saying Smokey is a legend. All these niggas
is before our time.
He wants to. He wants to put Lionel Richie and shit on there.
Yes, Lionel Richie, absolutely. That you are exactly fucking right.
No Trey
right.
Songz, no Usher, no Miguel.
And them niggas will respect it because them niggas know them niggas is legends.
Yeah. I might not put Trey on there, maybe.
Trey Songz before.
Maybe.
Okay, hold on.
But Chris Brown.
How influential was they in their time?
Trey Songz before Lionel Richie. All night long, all night, all night. All night long, all night.
You should get you a Lionel Richie mustache.
Oh, remix that shit's I don't care. It's I don't care. I don't care. Come on, man. Put some new young blood in it.
Sing me Chris Brown joint.
Please don't judge me. What you talking about? Sing
Come
Chris.
On, sing it.
I just... I told you.
It's new. Sing it.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
He gonna say, if you know, man's hey, on the floor,
that's my man.
If he ain't, let him know. Let me see. You can run it, run it. Let me see if you can run it.
And Chris Brown's a legend, but y'all acting like them niggas that I named is not fucking
no,
legend.
Nobody said that.
And they not them
I'm
niggas.
Saying,
you just disqualify all young niggas.
Yeah, that's why I'm thank you.
No.
Throw somebody in there that's young now.
No.
Who's good that could go in there?
And Usher really like a legend because he got a long career too. Like Usher certified.
Throw Usher in there.
He's certified.
But you act like you don't want to. You don't want to.
Who am I going to take out of this joint?
I don't know. You acting like we said Jaheim or something. Like,
oh, Jaheim was a legend.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying we acting
you,
like.
You I, act, but what I'm saying is, but like, who am I going to take?
He acting like. He acting like. He acting like I said Donnell Jones. You know what I'm saying? And Donnell Jones' first album was
hold
fire.
Hold on. Carl Thomas. Am I going to take out of here to put them in here? I'm confused. I'm fucking confused. Who the fuck am I going to take out of there to put Bruno Mars in? Babyface?
R. Kelly.
See, the thing is.
Okay, here you go.
What? What?
Listen, let's get one more name on this list because we ain't never going to agree.
See how you get when I say R? See, when
I know.
When I speak against R?
No, because his music ain't got nothing to do with his personal life.
Right.
If we're going to judge niggas off their personal life, then a lot of these niggas probably shouldn't be on here. A lot of these niggas were snorting yayo, fucking hookers, doing all kinds.
You tell them right now.
At the end of the day, they was. But I don't give a fuck about none of that. I care about the product that you niggas put out.
All right, like, we need
when
one
you
more
a
name.
Drug dealer, you don't give a fuck about what your connect do on his off time. He beat his bitches. He killed niggas. No, just get the work to me. That's it. These niggas right here on this list brought the work.
So we putting in any groups, Jodeci?
No groups. That's it. That's 10. I'm done with that.
Oh, no. If we want to do groups, we could do the greatest groups of all time. Boys to Men.
Delphonics. OJs.
Temptations.
Jodeci. Silk.
Where's the groups from today?
Tony.
Those are old niggas. Where's the groups from today?
This boy's a vicious hater.
Where's the groups from today?
I don't know. Did he kill the last one?
Which one?
The one that he made, the band or whatever. Them niggas, right. They was nice though, but he killed them.
Like y'all niggas acting like y'all don't want to get credit to these old niggas, man.
Nah, see, he remixed.
Can I just say something?
Okay, hold on. If I say top 10 rappers of all time, what young niggas is y'all throwing in there?
We have to talk about that at a time.
Look, he can't even think of one.
Yo. All right, listen. What else we got, man?
Oh, okay. Cool.
Can I say something? Can I just say something? I think you got to be mindful about what you say on this show because I don't want you to incriminate yourself from your affiliation with R.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Because you got a real live thing with R. Kelly, man.
Let me say this. Last week, ESPN. Shout out to ESPN because I watch ESPN more than I watch any channel in ever. But they got some raggedy ass.
Fake sports analyst.
ESPN got some raggedy ass motherfucking writers over there. I don't know if it's Stephen A. Smith. I don't know who the fuck wrote this bullshit ass top 30 NBA players of all fucking time. But we gonna do some checking
on this. Tell me who they mention.
They got Mike number one, Kareem two, LeBron three. Magic 4, Wilt 5, Larry Bird 6, Bill Russell 7, Tim Duncan 8, Shaq 9, Hakeem Olajuwon 10, Oscar Robertson 11, Kobe Bryant 12, Jerry West 13, Julius Dr. J. Irvin 14, Moses Malone 15, Karl Malone 16, Dirk Nowitzki 17, Charles Barkley 18, John Stockton 19, David Robinson 20, Kevin Garnett 21, Kevin Durant 22, Steph Curry 23, Elgin Baylor 24, Scottie Pippen 25, Isaiah Thomas 26, Dwayne Wade 27, John Havlicek 28, Chris Paul 29, and Steve Nash 30.
That list bullshit. How you ain't got Ray Allen on there?
What?
Jesus Shuttlesworth?
How you ain't got Ray Allen on
Let me get the fuck out of here,
Jesus
man.
Shuttlesworth?
How you ain't got Ray Allen on it? He's a legend.
Ray Allen deserved to be on this fucking list.
Reggie Miller on it?
No, my problem is, how the fuck do you got these 30 players and Allen Iverson isn't on here? Mm. Now, which person...
Who picked that list?
Right, because whoever wrote this list on ESPN are the dumbest fucking analysts ever fucking living. Okay, who the fuck in their right mind is going to pick Steve Nash over Allen Iverson? Okay, why the fuck is Kevin Durant number 22 on here? I'm confused.
Yeah, they don't know where they're going.
22?
And you got to write.
You mean to tell me in the history of the NBA, it's been 22 players that's better than Kevin Durant?
What's the algorithm that comes up with this shit anyway?
Somebody that don't know what they're doing in ESPN. Because what I'm pissed about is this. When he mentioned AI, you ain't got AI. And if you hear that, you know, you got different people. You got centers. You got all type of play on there. You pull that to small people. So if you need AI on there, you also need Smud Webb, Muggsy Bogues.
Like, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm just saying. Wouldn't make the top 1,000.
No, they was legends. They was legends.
Right? We have John Stockton as number 19.
Okay.
Now, let me understand this. John Stockton was a great fucking player. He retired.
Assist, man.
He retired, and he led the NBA in steals and assists.
Assist legend.
Which was a great feat, without a doubt. You cannot take nothing away from John Stockton. But let me ask you this question. If you was building your franchise, you mean to tell me you gonna pick John Stockton in front of fucking David Robinson? In front of fucking Kevin Garnett? In front of Kevin Durant? In front of Dwayne Wade?
They ain't got Sean Kemp.
Wait. In front of Steph Curry? Who the fuck would pick John Stockton in front of any of them?
They might have been digging in your stash or Reggie.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
They were smoking some good Reggie and drinking 40s.
What they doing up at ESPN is?
Give it to them.
They doing lines first thing in the morning because they've been up all night and they need to stay the fuck up.
Stephen A. Smith had anything
Stephen
to do
A.
with
Smith,
this?
Stephen A. Smith, whoever had something to do with this bullshit ass list. Who the fuck is, if you got the first pick in the draft, who the fuck is saying John Stockton?
Nobody. Nobody.
Even knowing what you know now. And John Stockton was a hell of a fucking player. But who the fuck is picking John Stockton before Kevin Durant?
I ain't got my man on there, man.
Who the fuck is picking John Stockton before Allen Iverson? First of all, Chris Paul, a great player.
Yeah, John Stockton ain't
Chris Paul's a great player, without a doubt. Nigga's never been to a finals. You mean to tell me Chris Paul was better than Allen Iverson, who went to a fucking finals with no other star players? You got motherfuckers today who be paired with other star players and can't get to a fucking finals. They put 5 defensive niggas around Allen Iverson and said, take us there. And this nigga at 6'1", 160 pounds, took them niggas to the finals, then beat a Lakers team who throughout the whole playoffs only lost one game. And that was to Allen Iverson, because everybody else they swept. Get y'all the fuck out of here. Get y'all the fuck out of here. Get y'all the fuck out of here. Oh, we going up against Iverson in L.A.? Oh, get them niggas 40 in the L. Step over to Ron Lue. How the fuck? So let me just tell y'all, the people over at ESPN.
Send them a message.
Whoever made this list, y'all can kiss my ass with your tongue out.
That might be a little crossing the lines.
No, it's not, because you motherfuckers is full of shit. And if any of y'all agree that John Stockton would get picked before David Robinson, Kevin Garnett, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Elgin Baylor, you niggas need to go to the nearest bridge and jump the fuck off of it. Okay, cool. Now that we got that portion of $1 million worth of game done, let's go to greatest black movies of all time. Menace to Society. Just saying.
Menace?
Roots.
Now, Roots, that's heavy.
Menace to Society ain't heavy?
It is, but I'm not.
Hey,
jumping.
How about this?
When I say black movies, I'm not jumping just against the shit.
I think it's better this. I think everybody do their own 5. That's the only way we're going
to
do it.
It's
impossible.
Top 5 of all time for me. Roots.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Color Purple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Menace to Society.
All right.
Boys in the Hood. Juice. Now,
see,
I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
See, them three is so close to me that I can't. Juice is crazy, too. Juice. See, I don't want to put gangster movies in there.
It don't matter, dude. For me, that
I got you. I got you. But I want to think of black movies that's good. Like, I want to name some black movies that got a good feeling and not just like some shit we see outside.
Now, black Roots. Movies is with black actors. Leading
yeah,
actors.
like The Best Man. You know what I mean? Something like that, man.
Say your Jones.
Yeah. So let me throw Color Purple definitely in there. I believe Roots. I want to put in some positive shit like The Best Man. I ain't going to say The Wood. I got Boys in the Hood. And I got to. And, damn. Yo, what about, does that count? That slave joint, that last joint? That had, whatchamacallit?
7 years Slave?
Yeah, that joint heavy too. Does that count or nah?
That was a fucking motion picture.
That's just a regular movie. That ain't, yeah, it's like we can't count that. So we can't count that one. All right then.
Fucking movie costs $100 million each. All right. Can we count that one?
All right, Last Dragon. Last Dragon.
How you going to do that?
Last Dragon.
Malcolm X, Purple Rain, Education to Sonny Carson, More Better Blues, 7 Pounds.
See, 7 Pounds not a black movie.
And neither was that fucking... First of all, let me just tell you something.
It wasn't a black movie.
Let me just say, just because Will Smith in it, Will Smith get paid Caucasian money, okay? Those are not...
All right, I'm going to take that fucking, out. I'm going to take 7 Pounds out.
What's wrong
out.
With you? And Malcolm X was not a fucking black movie.
Spike Lee. That was Spike Lee, bro.
Okay, all right. But that movie had a fucking serious fucking budget.
But it was Spike Lee.
You're right. Okay, so listen. I got to
get my last movie.
I got a last one. I got something I got to throw in there as well. Come on.
Last Dragon, I got to go with that.
Okay, and to make my honorable mention?
No, I'm taking Last Dragon out. I'm going to get you, sucker.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was good. That was a good one.
Damn, once you go to comedy, it starts getting...
Hold on. And my honorable mention is School Days and...
You're going to get two. You're going to get two.
What's Radio Raheem?
Do the right thing.
Right, yo, damn, now we talking about Eddie Murphy. Is we counting Eddie Murphy?
You do whatever you want to do.
Coming to America, is that
no,
black?
No, fuck no.
Yo, it's all niggas in
that's
it, though.
Eddie movie. Eddie produced that.
Damn, that's heavy. That's got to be the greatest one of all time.
But go ahead, what else?
Yeah, so that's number one. All right, so damn, that.
Honorable mentions, go ahead.
And then I'm trying to think of another black comedian joint, yo. I'm going to chill. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I'm going to just go with my five I picked, and then I'm throwing that comic.
Okay, so what's the top five movies of all time?
No, let me get my two. You got an extra two bonus.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Across 110th Street and Cooley High.
Cooley High. I don't know about Across 110th Street shit. Top five movies of all time. Mine's number one, Casino. Number two, Heat. Number three. Don't fucking judge me either, you bitch ass niggas. Lion King.
Come on, nigga.
He's a nut.
Yo, I thought he was about to have a goon through and through list. This nigga came back.
I'm just saying, the first Lion King, I was in a movie, I watched that joint. I was in that bitch balling.
He's a sucker.
He was crying. My girl be crying to that joint.
Hey, when they pushed Simba off the no Mufasa, when they pushed him off the joint, the first joint, not the new joint that came. I didn't see the new joint. Of course, Menace to Society. That's one of my all time favorites.
All goon joints.
Dog, that's what I was into growing up. Like,
just because you was into goon shit don't mean you only like goon shit.
I didn't say all goon movies.
But that's hard to do.
You named all goon shit. Casino, fucking.
Well, go ahead. Name yours.
And Goodfellas.
He named all goon shit and Lion King. This nigga's crazy, bro. I'm a geek. I like geek shit. I like Star Wars, nigga.
See, I don't want to like that shit. I don't want to know nothing about R2-D2.
Listen, you know him, though. You know who he is, nigga.
Because I know him since a kid. I never watched that shit, though.
Look, Star Wars, The Matrix, that shit crazy. The Departed.
I was Morpheus in The Matrix.
He wasn't. The Departed, that's a crazy-ass movie.
That was good.
Godfather is in my top.
That was straight.
And it's more than straight. Is cinematography at its finest. And it's... a movie that I think is number one that y'all wouldn't even know about. It's called Interstellar. Best movie I ever seen.
I'm going to say Colors. The Town.
Ooh, that's heavy.
The Social Network.
Okay.
Money Never Sleep. The Godfather.
Yo, that's what, a bullshit
no,
list.
No, no, no. What's crazy is I've watched The Town more than I watched any of the movies on my list, but I might not crack the top. But that's my shit.
That's a bullshit town. List.
And if I could take one of them out, Once Upon a Time in America.
Wow, that was good. Let me ask y'all this. We live in an era, right, where everybody want to pick up and go. I couldn't make it happen where I was at. I got to get out of here. I got to pick up and go. And they move to the ATL.
Yeah.
Or they move to Cali to chase their dreams. And there's nothing wrong with that. But then they get down to Cali. And they get to the ATL. And they front for the gram like they're living this luxurious and glorious life where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying
that... And in reality, they're doing better in their new place than they were doing at home.
I'm moving to Atlanta. Everything's going to be different. That's where it's at. I can make it happen there. You can't make it happen where you're at. How are you going to make it happen down the A? All you're going to do is be another beautiful face, another fat ass. Because I had a girl tell me, oh, yeah, I'm going out. I'm going to set it off. How are you going to set it off? What you going to do that nobody else plan? Is out there doing?
Right.
See, just imagine LeBron James going to a team with 15 other LeBron Jameses.
Right.
It's oversaturated.
Right.
So you here it is. You on the gram. You're down Atlanta now. Your whole mission is to flex for the people back home, the people back in Cleveland, the people back in Philly, the people back in New York, Baltimore, Cincinnati, wherever you was from, Chicago. You down there acting like you really winning. You had to, you down there with Ruggs and them at this party, you know what I mean, with the Duce. Shout out to Ruggs. You down there, oh, I'm winning. No, you're not.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of them planned on doing that. I think a lot of people have this fantasy in their head and they think that it's really going to pop off like that. Then they get down there, and what they going to do? They like, look, man, I'm going to showcase and act like I'm doing this. Yep. But originally, they thought, because, like, let's say you from South Jersey. Like, I'm not from Philly. I'm from Camden. We don't run into no famous people or nothing like that ever, like, period. So they figure if I go down to ATL, I got my music or whatever, I'm going to be running into this comedian. I'm going to run into this person. I'm going to run into this person. And the shit don't pop off. The only thing they find down there is that you could get rent cheaper. That's about it. You know, go down there and get you a crib for half the rent.
And you can't even make it happen where you at, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a person that make it happen, I don't care where you're at, what you do. If you're a hustler, you're going to be able to hustle. If you move, make, you're going to be able to move, make. Even if you got it or you don't. That's the bottom line. And so many people go there and they run back home because it's like, oh, I thought it was, oh, my God. Yeah, it's real down here.
It's real everywhere.
It's real. And stop thinking that your beauty is going to open up doors all the time, because that's not the case when there's a place where everybody's beautiful. Everybody's a rapper. Somebody told me, yeah, I'm going on the A to rap. You ain't even popping where you at.
Right.
Lil Uzi is one in a million.
And it's crazy that is when you move, you got to have a plan. You know what I'm saying? Because if you plan to fail, I mean, if you fail to plan, then your plans will fail. You feel what I'm saying? So just going down there on a humbug, oh, sometimes you got to get up and you got to move out. But you also got to have a plan in everything that you do. It got to be some type of plan, because a lot of times when you just move sporadically, yeah, you think you're accomplishing something, but you're really not accomplishing nothing.
Right.
You just busting moves. So you got to have some type of plan, some type, I'm going to get down here, I'm going to try to get this done before the first 60 days, I'm going to try to get this done, I'm going to try to get over here, make this happen.
Set some fucking goals.
Right. People just be not setting goals, don't have no plan, just get up and think that because they change the atmosphere, their life is going to change.
Well, sometimes people made a clown reputation for themselves where they at. So they figure, I'm going to go down here and pretend I was somebody else back in Philly, back in Canada. Oh, I was such and such down there. He could say that when he moved to this new place. Man, ain't going to work, man. People going to see who you is. You know what
I'm
saying?
And I want to say something. I got to say something. To all my people that's living out in the hoods of the world, ghetto, the hood of the world, and I got it. The hoods of the world and all that. Can I say something to you? Young boys, if you're out there doing music, shout out to you. Do your thing. But if you're just out there, you're trying to figure out life, you don't have to be a rapper to make it happen in life.
Right.
Everybody don't have to be a rapper, because we already understand this. It's oversaturated with rappers. I mean, like, every city is probably about, how many rappers per city?
Probably 8,000.
8,000. So, you, like, no, some real stuff. You don't have to be a rapper to make it happen, young bloods. You could, it's so many different things that you could get millions run, and you don't have to rap. So just, right. Just really do your research. Look, utilize your phone and tap into all the information that's on Google, that's on YouTube, and find some information. But you don't have to be a rapper in order to make it happen in this world. There's other ways for you to get to the money.
I know females ought to listen to that, too, because I know chicks that done went down to Atlanta. Things ain't go the way they wanted to. They became hookers down there, and then end up back in Jersey pretending like none of that shit ever happened. But yeah, you was a prostitute down there.
He's talking about somebody. Like, he's saying, talking about
we know,
somebody.
We know some of them.
You talking about somebody. That was wild.
I mean, it's just factual.
Damn.
At the end of the day, it's the truth. You know what I mean? Women say, fuck it. I'm going to go to the ATL and strip because... nobody's gonna know.
Mm-hmm. Listen,
that should be back in Philly in 2 weeks.
Same thing. Everywhere, listen.
You know, Carmen down here.
One thing I say about Atlanta, they be having special union meetings. The Philly union meeting, the New York Brooklyn union meeting, the Baltimore union meeting, the Cleveland union meeting. It's organizations of people that's from your city, no matter where you're coming from, that are already going to know. Oh yeah, Tiffany down here. She got butt naked last night at the club.
Yep.
They calling right up the way. Yeah, she's down here now. Her name ain't Tiffany no more. Her name Hot Thing. Wow. It's back up there. The picture and everything. Shot up there. They did. Yo, look, what's name? She down here wilding out.
Same thing in Miami.
She was up Philly acting like she was the shit.
No, they be acting like they on trips to Miami. They be down there working for one of my boys who's a pimp.
Damn. Damn, it's exposing somebody.
No, I mean, it's different.
It's somebody you expose.
Damn, man, at his ex-bitch.
No, nah.
His ex-bitch. His ex-chick before V. His ex-chick before V went to Atlanta and got glazed all up.
He like, yeah, you back now, huh? You're back. I knew you
bitch,
would.
Bitch, you're back. I knew you was coming back, bitch.
He's going to hurt me. It goes to the A now. You got what you was looking for.
They remix it again.
I heard about you. You went down there drunk all that Douce.
With rugs.
Yeah, when you was doing rugs. Rugs, yeah, I see you in a picture with rugs. I know what the Brooklyn niggas did to you.
Yo.
Hey, let's get into $1 million worth of game, right? Yeah. So this girl said, Gilly, I need some game. So my child's father doesn't spend any type of time with our daughter, and I never trip on him about it. I figured I'd rather not play the bitter baby mom role, but instead try to be cordial with him for our daughter because I feel like in the long run, it's only going to hurt her. I try to keep her away from him, but he said he doesn't want me. Hold on, wait. If I try to keep her away from, what? Hold on, because I feel like in the long run it will hurt her and not us, really, if I try to keep her away from him. But he said he doesn't want me, but also in the same breath tells me don't have no niggas around his baby. But mind you, he don't even be around our baby. So don't really know how to respond to him because now I feel like he's taking my kindness for a weakness. What should I do? Well, you should just leave your life. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it all the way real. Niggas be out here tripping. You don't fuck with the broad. You don't want nothing to do with
it. Don't have nobody around my baby, but I ain't going to be around my baby either.
Right.
But you better not have nobody around my baby even though I ain't around my baby.
Like, niggas really be wanting to be in a whole nother relationship. And controlling they baby mom. Like,
no, they won't do them.
You don't give her no dick. You don't come around. You don't do nothing.
But you better not do nothing. Why you at the club?
No kids around my baby, bitch. I kill you and
I ain't
him.
Gonna be like, the dad, but you better not have no dad.
And why do dudes, and listen, I was telling my young boy, why do dudes associate locations with a woman being a whore? Yeah, I heard you was down the bar last night. You're a whore now. She went down there with her girlfriend.
Nigga, I like the wings over there.
The wings was good. She went a little drink. She was with her friends from work. But now, yeah, I heard you was down. What's the name? My boy said he saw you. You a whore. I knew you was a whore. It came out. It finally came out. You in there. Yeah, you was all on the gram. I seen your story. You a whore now.
Don't nobody go to the Greenwood except the
Nobody
dick.
Want you now. Ain't nobody going to want you. That's why I left you. I knew you was doing something. She just went down the bar to get a little Patron. The wings is amazing. Little fries, extra ketchup, hot sauce on them, and she cool. But now she's a whore. Now she's the worst person in the world because she like to go to the bar and you know, do a little thing with her friends. Oh, it was crazy.
Let me tell y'all, all y'all young girls out there something, right? When you done dealing with a nigga, you done dealing with him. So live your motherfucking life. Don't be, stop holding on to yesterday. Stop letting a nigga, she shouldn't even really honestly be in my DM asking me for advice because she already know what the advice is. Do you? You got a nigga who's even not, he's not involved with you. He's not involved with the child, but yet and still he issuing threats.
I ain't gonna be around my baby, but you better not have nobody around my baby.
Like, so at the end of the day, you got to stand up for something, baby girl. You feel me? When he issued them threats, you know what to tell him? Fuck you, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Jerome was just here last night beating his ass up while Carly was in there sleeping. Fuck you talking about? And I'm going to keep getting these goddamn buns baked, nigga. You don't control nothing over here. You hear me? Now when my daughter is around your little raggedy bitch that you got... You make sure she don't be teaching my daughter none of that uno, dos, tres, fato shit that she be doing. You hear me? I got this over here.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? I know how to teach my daughter not to become a thot. Dude, that little thot-tiana you got over there.
Bust down, thot-tiana.
Make sure she don't be teaching my daughter the wrong shit because I got this over here, player.
Yeah.
Feel me? So women, y'all got to learn how to stand up for yourselves, man. Stop letting niggas back y'all into a corner where y'all feel trapped and y'all feel like y'all did something wrong when the whole time you ain't did shit wrong.
Right. And all females.
Because women good for putting the blame on themselves.
And they think their baby dad is the craziest, wildest cannon in the world.
Your baby dad's a bitch.
Listen, man, I don't want to try to
hear
none of that.
Just for the record, your baby dad's a bitch.
None of that shit. I'm going to be right here, nigga, when you show up. If you show up.
Look, he always get personal with it, Tony.
No, I'm not.
Something happened.
I'm not, bro.
That Atlanta thing sparked something.
No, it didn't.
Some girl left and went to Atlanta. Atlanta, yeah. He said, yeah, I heard you was doing down there. And I know, and my boy was a pimp down there.
And then we said, she was down there drinking Ducey with rubs. He said,
Then he said, but the way he said it, yeah, I know what you was doing down there. And you came back. My man was a pimp down there. You came back. Now you in Jersey running around like nobody know what you done. Everybody know what you done. Because I know.
Right.
You whore.
He like, bitch, now you all in Vineland, bitch. You stuck in Vineland. He's a whore. Who you talking about?
On Peter Street, the second house from the corner. And you go to the Chinese store every day. I know who watching. I know what's going on, Keisha.
Oh, my God.
Snap. The way he went in, I was like, damn, he knew
it. Some bitch broke his fucking heart.
That was him calling to Atlanta.
No,
Atlanta.
What happened was he threw his dick on MySpace. Bitch, left him. I'm out of here. You nut-ass nigga.
I'm going to Atlanta.
You threw your dick on MySpace. I'm out of here, you nut-ass nigga.
Then he called. Yeah, I just see you on Instagram rugs. Now, you a whore. I knew you was a whore.
Yo,
you drunk some Ducey, you a whore. You whore drinking, whores drink Ducey. That's what you was doing. You drunk some Ducey, you a whore. Hey, you down Atlanta. Everybody know what's going on down there. Yeah. Everybody know. I just seen you on the, you just was on rug story. Big party you left. The Brooklyn boys took advantage of you. Brooklyn boys, you from Brooklyn now.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Dirty Dev for his wild, vicious stories.
No, for story. Your own versions story. Of
no, he got ninja. Yeah, my name Nasty Dev. Stories from the wild. Stories from the other side. Where you can't come back from. Don't come back over here, you whore. I know what you did last summer. He went to bitch. I know what you did last summer. I didn't even do that yet. He's not going to let you get away with it. Because he flipped out today. He flipped out.
No, I didn't.
Hey, listen, man. We appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Making us the number one music podcast in the fucking country every week. This is $1 million worth of game. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wildo 267.
And it's just...